With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There were four on Monday, four more yesterday. Bodies of hostages returned to Israel by Hamas, although the Israeli military now says that one of the bodies is not that of a hostage. The BBC's Hugo Bechega.
One of the three identified bodies is of Tamir Nimrodi, whose status was unclear until now. Forensic experts are reportedly investigating whether the fourth body is of a Palestinian. The slow return of the bodies by Hamas has provoked anger in Israel and raised fears that it could derail the ceasefire deal. The Israeli authorities have threatened to delay the reopening of the Rafah border crossing between Gaza and Egypt and restrict the entry of aid as punishment. But the Israeli public broadcaster says that will not happen now that more bodies have been returned.
In all, Israel is awaiting the return of the bodies of 28 deceased captives. Questions have arisen about whether Hamas will follow through on its pledge to disarm. President Trump says it better, or he says the U.S. will do the job. House Speaker Mike Johnson hopes the president will be awarded the Nobel Peace Prize next year.
I'm proud to tell you that together with my friend Speaker Ohana of the Israeli Knesset, the equivalent of our Congress, we're going to embark upon a project together to rally speakers and presidents of parliaments around the world so that we will jointly nominate President Donald J. Trump for next year's Nobel Peace Prize. No one has ever deserved that prize more.
It's day 15 of the government shutdown. Republican bill to end the shutdown failed again in the Senate last night. Six alleged narco-terrorists are dead after the U.S. military took out another suspected drug-running boat off the coast of Venezuela. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 190 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 203. This is SRN News. A new poll asks churchgoers about social issues.
It's a joint venture of the Family Research Council and Arizona Christian University, and it reveals that only 43% of people who regularly attend worship services identify as pro-life, down from 63% in 2023. Just 46% of respondents accept the definition of family as being limited to one man and one woman married with children. FRC spokesman David Clausen says, quote, "Confusion inside the church is not primarily a political problem. It's a discipleship problem." Michael Harrington reporting.
Will Graham is packing his bags. Grandson of Billy Graham scheduled to preach the gospel this weekend in Estonia. Graham will be joined by a variety of Christian musicians, will address thousands at a sports arena on October 18th and 19th. Writing on Facebook, Graham says God is already at work in Estonia, and I can't wait to see what he's going to do. This is SRN News. General Motors will book a negative impact of $1.6 billion in its next quarter.
The bad news comes after the U.S. slashed electric vehicle tax incentives and relaxed the rules governing emissions. The EV tax credit had been worth $7,500 for new EVs and up to $4,000 for used ones. General Motors had led the way among U.S. automakers with plans to convert production to an electric fleet of vehicles. Now it's warning more hits may be ahead as it adjusts production under the new administration, and non-cash charges may impact operations and cash flow in the future. Bob Agnew reporting.
The U.S. as well as the global economy will grow a bit more this year than previously expected. That's according to the International Monetary Fund. The IMF acknowledging that the Trump tariffs have so far proven less disruptive than many economists had expected. More details at srnnews.com.